The death penalty has not been a constant in American history. It has undergone numerous changes and reforms. In the past two centuries, falling in and out of public favor. Immediately after the American Revolution, some legislators removed the death penalty as punishment for many crimes. In the 19th century, government officials went even further, ending public hangings that once entertained large crowds of curious onlookers. In the 1840s, reformers called for the elimination of the death penalty. In 1846, Michigan became the first state in the world to remove the death penalty altogether. The death penalty might well have ended in the whole nation if the Civil War had been prevented. Instead, during the Civil War era, elected officials transferred authority over executions from the local to the state level of government. In 1864, Vermont deprived the local towns and counties of the right to sentence hanging, permitting only state-sanctioned executions. Virtually all the other states followed suit. Other reforms have influenced the methods of putting prisoners to death. With the discovery of electricity at the close of the 19th century, the electric chair was introduced as an alternative to hanging. Recently, with similar motivation, many states have adopted the practice of lethal injection, where a deadly chemical is injected into the convict. Lethal injection is seen as less stressful to the prisoner and the witnesses than the electric chair. Reform occurred again at the opening of the 20th century, when 9 states abandoned the death penalty. However, after World War I, 5 of these 9 restored capital punishment, and in the 1930s, 2 more did so as well. At present, there are 12 states that do not permit capital punishment under any circumstances. Some states have laws permitting capital punishment, but have not charged anyone under them.